At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Reports are coming out courtesy of Jane Slater of the NFL Network that anonymous Cowboy players are not happy with the coaching staff. One player was quoted as saying they're not very good at their job. That coming out of Dallas.
Strong. But I think it's an overreaction in regards to that being significant, really, in any way, meaning the comments. And here's why I think that. I think if you have a group of 60, 70 guys, I don't care if they're from the Boy Scouts, the church, the prison. You're going to have some bad people in that group. And when I say bad, I don't mean necessarily criminals. I mean bad could be, hey, some backstabbers. Hey, some ingrates. People that don't appreciate things. And then you're going to have some really good people. Once again, it's not about Dallas or another team. It's not about NFL football versus anything else, right? Lot of people that seemingly should be one thing or others, and vice versa, right? Watch The Wire. The cops are bad sometimes, and the criminals have at least some character sometimes. And in any group, if you have millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars at stake, and eventually billions, and things are going south, you're going to have some frustration, hypocrisy, hypercriticism, and all that. Now, when we hear it from Dallas, we think, oh, yeah, that's that culture. I remember it. Michael Irvin, he seemed like trouble way back when, and Jerry Jones fired Jimmy Johnson. Yeah, maybe. But if we would have wanted to tell a story about the New England Patriots, and they had, Fez, as many COVID opt-outs as anyone, right? Probably more in some ways.
Oh, absolutely.
And you could say, well, now it did kind of work, the narrative. Well, Belichick's too hard, and they figure there's no chance to win, no one. No. Chances are it's everyone had their individual reasons, and that's why they sat out in New England. And, oh, by the way, Dallas, it's easy to say, oh, look at those ingrates, look at those. Or it could be your narrative is Mike McCarthy. I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy, so Mike McCarthy, he's bad. And look, now he's really bad. We're seeing that Aaron Rodgers was right. No, they're losing. The Dallas Cowboys are losing. And because of that, people are upset. You know why? Because there's a ton of money at stake. Okay, so let's get, in my opinion, away from the wrong way to look at this. Now, that's my opinion. I mean, history says that I'm right a vast majority of the time. Fez, would you say that's fair?
Absolutely, especially when you bet against me.
Well, and let's be honest, that is not the easiest way to win. So, I mean, if I'm being right against you, that means I'm pretty right. That said, I could be wrong. Jonas, do you agree with me in general that what we're seeing out of Dallas is not about Dallas, it's about human nature?
Yeah, that the Dallas Cowboys get a little bit more of the attention in the negative variety. When something like this happens in Dallas, it gets blown up more than it does in other places, no doubt about it.
And also, it feels like that they want to say, oh, it's a product of the culture. Dallas doesn't have the discipline. It's not buttoned up. Wouldn't you say that? That in general, people look and whatever the foibles are of players, the whatever their imperfections are, in Dallas, they seem to be pointed at more as in criticism.
Yeah, there's the loosey-goosey approach. They look at Jerry Jones doing weekly hits on local radio, and it's not like that in other places. And this is just, this is what the Dallas Cowboys are for sure.
Fez?
Yeah, like Zeke fumbled twice and mentioned was that if you did that with Belichick, you'd find a spot on the bench. For the Cowboys, hey, these things happen. Just go back out, do the best you can.
And the real story there might be the fact that Belichick won't pay a single back so much money, but if he did, would he bench him? He never benched Tom Brady, and Brady's had some bad games, right? He was obviously has been a great player. So I think we're in general agreement there. But you know what we know? Is players are thinking about winning and their level of play as much, and let's be candid, more than fans. Fans are like, players don't care. Well, in the NFL at least, every play is graded in a way that even 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it wasn't. And it doesn't matter if it's a good team, a bad team. You could be on a 3-win team and it's week 16. You're getting graded. Every snap, they're giving you a grade. And in the end, they add those grades up, and there's a big number at the end or a small number, and you know what? Your contract's either a big number or a small number because of that grading. And Mike Lombardi, friend of the show, he says it all the time. And anyone that watched the Belichick stuff when he was young under Parcells, it was like, who's this guy? You know, 30 years old, telling Lawrence Taylor what to do. Like Lombardi said, if that guy, 30, 13, 103, if he can help that player play better, that means that player puts more money in his pocket, and then he gets to buy another house. I mean, we forget about it. We think of these players just as this mass of humanity that's making all this money, and they're lucky, and we wish we were them. And some might be critical, as in culturally they can't relate. But these are human beings. I know it's a show, you know, I had a little day episode on or whatever, but on Ballers, it really does show you these are humans. And it's not like Ballers is Shakespeare, but it was like, these guys are worried. Am I going to get one more year? Can I get one more contract? Is that knee injury going to cause me to not go between having $1.5 billion? It's between, do I have to work at a used car dealership? Or maybe, well, I have enough money that my kid doesn't have to worry about money. All those considerations are literally what we're seeing played out here. They're double talking and talking behind back because they think their contracts are going down the toilet.
Mm.
And if McCarthy was helping them play better, that means McCarthy would be helping the players make money and they'd be happy. And if he's not, they're unhappy. We know they're losing. So what's happening? The money's going down, future money, and you know what? People are mad. And in a weird way, we should like that. Because what's our main lament? The players don't care. They don't care as much as the fans. Well, in the NBA, that might be true. There's guaranteed contracts, and even bad players are making huge money. There's only five players per team, or five starters, 12, whatever. Here, the people come and go. They're interchangeable, many of them. But you know what? That interchangeable person, that $4 million a year, $3 million, that's life-changing money, that extra year of that contract. And everyone on the Cowboys almost, meaning if you're Dak, if you're up at that highest level, maybe so, you know, Zeke, a better example, maybe not, maybe so, maybe not. But for 95% plus of these players, when they lose, they're losing money from their pocket. And Fez, we can speak to that, I think, pretty clearly. We say cold cash over hot takes because if we're wrong, we lose money. If some talking head on another show's wrong, I don't know. I know they're not losing money. Maybe they're making money because they get more Twitter followers or whatever from their outrageous wrong takes. We got to be right. And you know what? The Cowboys and every NFL team wants to win because winning means money in their pocket.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CNDR. That's C-A-N-D-R. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's interesting to me is this division and what's left of it, because someone has to win, right? And Dallas, despite the absolute train wreck that has occurred, the Dallas Cowboys, RJ, they're projected to win 6.5 games right now. That's their over-under?
So for the rest of the – or their finished wins, they're either supposed to be 6-10 or 7-9. The two is in between what they're saying are the two choices, over-under, 6.5 wins.
Yes, and despite that, Dallas is the favorite to win the NFC East at -105 right now. The Eagles, the number two choice, +150.
So the Eagles over-under for wins this season is less than 6.5?
It's 6.
And what's the win on Washington and Giants?
They're at 4, and their division odds are 10-1.
And was that the Giants or Washington?
Both of them.
Okay. So, Jonas, this is great. I'm RJ Bell. That's Steve Fezzik, straight out of Vegas. We are saying right now, Vegas is saying the most likely number of wins to finish the season for the teams in the NFC East, Dallas, 6.5, Philly, 6, 4 for Washington, 4 for the Giants. Wow. Imagine if Dallas, there's a 50% chance they have less, you know, what we're saying is there's a 50% chance they have 6 or less wins, 50% chance they have 7 or more. So there's a 50% chance that Dallas, that the division, literally the final standings could say 6 wins, 6 wins, 4 wins, 4 wins. Oomph. All right, anything you want to wrap on, Jonas?
Well, just the thought of a division winner still ending up with a top 10 or 12 pick in the draft is pretty amazing.
Oh, my gosh, that's a good – now, are we sure they don't do it from playoff seedings when they
– I'm not sure. I got to look into that. But if you're at 6 wins, the more I think about it, I think it is division. They reseed it. But if you're at 6 wins, normally you're picking around 10th to 12th.
Well, yeah, because 8 wins is going to be 16th generally, yeah. Right? So it could even be like – that's probably why they reseed them. Because imagine that the Super Bowl winner – well, we know they do it for the Super Bowl winner, right? So they must do it for the playoffs. That's hilarious.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let's shift to the New York Jets. Jones, you're a pro at these things. Give us the little... like, hey, we're talking about the Jets in the Jonas voice.
Well, yeah, we're talking about the Jets, and the Jets are a bad football team. The Jets just said bye-bye to Le'Veon Bell. Sam Darnold, we're not sure whether or not he's going to be playing again this week. Joe Flacco's their quarterback, and then you've got more and more of a push for Adam Gase to be out as head coach as the Jets remain winless on the season.
I'm surprised you didn't mention Joe Namath at any point. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying. All right. This is strong. Everybody, the sharpest of the sharps are wrong about the Jets. Or someone's got to explain it to me better than they have. Now, here is what I'm saying. Everybody is saying, I wouldn't bet the Jets with your money. You know, Fez, you anxious about the Jets?
No.
Have you thought about the Jets this week?
Like, no.
Betting on them?
No, they're on the don't bet fly zone.
So there's a zone which you don't bet them, and then somehow there's a plane involved.
Jets,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, the Jet, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the Fezzik. Okay. I'm saying that I'm going to tell you five different ways the Jets should be bet, probably, reasons, quickly. And I want to understand how this is different, the Jets this year, than the history I'm going to give you. So I'm just going to run through some. So, for example, let's start with this one. This is a shocker. So the Jets have lost three games in a row, plus their other games, meaning if you just look at their last three, they've lost three in a row. It doesn't matter. It's six in a row, 20 in a row. Last three they've lost. Loss, loss, loss. In the last 11 seasons, that's happened 745 times. So, for example, if you have a four-game losing streak, you have two three-game losing streaks, right? Is the prior three, then you lose another one, then it's the three prior to that. Okay. During that time, this is the first team ever of the 745 to have won the turnover battle in all three games and still lost three in a row. No team has won the turnover battle, won it, and went out. That's it. So think about it. 745 streaks of three losses, and the Jets are the only ones that had the benefit of winning the luck of the turnovers and still losing. So you might say, RJ, that's another reason to bet the Jets. You're crazy. That's a reason not to bet the Jets. No. What we're saying here is I know how bad the Jets are. There's no big debate about that. All right? But you know what? Are they the worst team ever? No. You don't have them the lowest team in your power ratings ever, right?
No, Miami was 2.5 points worse. Miami just last year after week four.
Miami, who might win the division this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's look at the history of these really bad teams. So we talked about the Jets are 0-6 against the spread, 0-6 straight up. If you just have those two situations, all right, in history, the next game, the team is 27-15 against the spread. So 64% if you just say 0-6, 0-6. Well, you don't get worse than 0-6 in six games and both ATS and straight up. So we were saying like almost two-thirds of the time you're going to win if you bet on that horrible team. Why are the Jets different? What's different about it? Well, RJ, you might say, well, the Jets got shut out last time. Okay, NFL history. Doesn't matter what your record is, whatever. If you get shut out the next game, 55% against the spread, 119-96. You can go up and down the database. Every bad thing you can think of, shut out twice in a row, shut out and lost by 30 points, shut out and haven't won a game in a month. You can't come up with something that history doesn't say it makes the bet better the next time. Now, Fez, you've been up and down databases, true or not?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And some of the databases, you know, you look at the trends and they don't make sense. So I love about this, this isn't data mined. This makes sense. No one wants to bet a team like this, so the point spread equalizer has to swing so far to entice anybody to bet on teams like this, right?
So when you say data mining, you're meaning like saying, oh, left-handed quarterbacks east of the Mississippi with, you know, red hair. You're trying to find, you look at the data and massage. We're saying bad teams. Tell me how they're bad. Against the spread, okay. Straight up, okay. Shut out, okay. Lost by a lot of points, okay. It doesn't matter. the public overreacts. Even Steve Fezzik, the pro's pro, two-time Super Contest champion, says they're on the don't bet list, which is code for you're scared to bet them.
Think of the flack I'm going to take on Friday if I take the Jets after it's a no bet zone.
Now, what's interesting is he's saying that now because he now wants to take the Jets, and he's going to act like it's part of some skit.
Right.
Yeah. No, Steve, you won't be taking the Jets. Now, I'm fighting for the Jets. Now, another thing you might say is, well, what about a winless team that's shut out? Okay, well, it's the first time since 2009 that that's happened. You know, after week six, a winless team 0-6 or worse shut out the week before. But you know what? It's 5-1 in the history of our database, 30-plus years. You cannot find me a scenario. In fact, I might actually challenge Jonas between now and tomorrow, come up with a scenario that's so bad that no way can you bet that team the next week. They're lost a bunch of games. They have an injury. No, because the public always gets scared more than there's reason to be scared. There's a lot of reason, and I'm not talking about Casper here. There's a lot of reason to be scared of betting the Jets, but it's not as much as the market is pricing in.
And what a price in it is. Just last week, you could bet the Jets-Buffalo game, and the Jets were catching 10. Well, Buffalo just looked like garbage against Kansas City, and now Buffalo's laying 13.
Now, think about this. Last thing on this. Jets have three straight games that they're going to be like 40-some point dogs in aggregate. So against Miami, they were about 10 points. Like you said here, it's, 13?
Yes.
And next week, Kansas City.
21.
So historically, it's one of the six or seven times there's been this kind of streak for a team. And we'll talk about that as the week progresses. So hate the Jets, laugh at the Jets, think they stink. Don't bet against them. History says you would lose money.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.